systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Monday, January 25th, 2001. Oh, my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
The fuck out of here, cat. That cat is on my last nerve.
I'm sorry.
This is episode number 302, the Monday Night Show. It's Monday Fun Day.
Monday Fun Day.
Did you hear that?
No.
Did you go to work today?
No.
Well, that's why. If you would have went to work today like the rest of us.
It's my day off.
People who contribute to society on a regular basis.
Yourself.
You would have realized, hey, happy Monday Fun Day.
Hey.
Right back at you.
Fuck you.
And then I do. I like shoot it back at him. I'm like, load up my Monday Fun Day gun. I'm like, psh, right back at you.
Right.
So my name's Matt Wright. Danny Wright.
And we have a guest.
Who is this guest? Who is this weird man that's in my house?
Who is it?
Who is it?
I don't know. Who
Hold
is
on.
It?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Josh.
What up?
Is with us all the way from where?
Cleveland,
Ohio. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing in Montana, Josh?
God only knows.
Does God know? Are you a religious man, Josh?
Oh, God.
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Like what? What denomination?
It's classified, Matt.
Shut the fuck up. All right, so.
I don't talk religion or politics, bro.
Josh,
sorry.
He's a Jew. He's been over in
Shalom!
Iraq. Shalom! Alaikum. Okay, and just yeah, and now that is turned up, that's going to be
alaikum
really
as-salam.
Right. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh man.
Oh god.
David's 21st birthday yesterday, Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay, so check this shit out. Remember when I was mentioning that Sweatshop Union was going to play Saturday, and I was going to go to it, and then I was like, it's my friend's 21st birthday. That only happens once. Sweatshop tours all the time. I'm going to go and be the friend and do the 21st birthday. Then, that day, the day I was going to leave to go to fucking Big Sky, 8 hours away, with my friend Tyler that's sitting next to me here, I see a Twitter on their fucking page that's like, all U.S. show dates canceled. We got stopped at the border. And I was like, holy shit, dude. We almost just drove 16 hours for nothing. And then I was thinking, like, that totally was served me right. Like, you fucking dick. You went to go see a concert instead of help your friend pull his hair back while he's throwing up on his 21st birthday. Well, now, this is what you get. You get turned away
Dude,
at the border.
He was so wasted. I would just say random words to him to get him to talk. So then it would be like, I
wrote something about that on the show notes. Like, it was kind of, it was weird to me that, like, you turn 21 and all of a sudden it's like, I'm going to get so fucking wasted. I'm going to get alcohol poisoning tonight. I might die tonight.
Yeah.
I might fucking die.
One chick did.
And, like, I don't understand that, though, because it's not like you've never drank before in your life and now all of a sudden you're like, woo! Party, right?
Huh.
So, I don't know. I didn't do that on my 21st birthday.
I did. I went bar hopping all over the place and I begged my dad to drive me home.
Is that what it is then? Is it the whole thing that you can be in a bar legally?
Yeah, I don't understand why they did it there, but I do because it's somewhere they can hold a party and it can stay past 2 o'clock in the morning because they own the fucking place. But
well,
for
that
me, it was
I know
like,
exactly why they did it there. How are all of their driving records?
Right,
how are all of their vehicles all totally
how
legal?
How are their wanted?
How are their warrants? How are your warrants out for your arrest?
Right, but no,
that's
like,
why
for
they
me,
did that. There.
For me, it was like, yeah, I can finally go into these places, and I went to every place in Kalispell trying to find places with bartenders to give me free drinks for my birthday.
Is it the free drink thing? Is that
it was a free drink thing? And yes, please ask me for my ID.
Really?
Yeah, kind of.
Remember the Finish Line when
yes,
I was there?
Yes,
I got blasted there on my 21st, man.
So
I
are you?
Drink.
Did you used to live here then?
Yeah.
He moved up here a year before I did.
All right, life story. Go.
I was born, and I came
Where
here.
Were you born at?
Ohio.
Ohio?
Ohio.
And then when? What year did you move here? Like, how old were you?
Fuck.
Okay.
And why?
16?
Why did you move here?
Because of her fucking parents.
Your parents?
Yeah.
How is that? What happened?
Her parents talked my parents into moving up here because it was so
That's
fucking
fucked
beautiful.
Up. That's a fucked up thing to have happen. Like, I'm like 12, like totally happy where I live.
I still regret the day I met her.
I would Sorry. Too. That would, oh man.
We met in sixth grade.
That would fuck my shit up.
Mr. Grimes?
Mr. Grimes.
Mr. Grimes was the
we
shit.
We had a homeroom teacher named Mr. Grimes who looked like Eddie Murphy.
Nice.
It was great.
So what like, was...
His
what,
brother, dude.
What was the relationship like? Penis touching?
What, me and him?
Yeah, like in
we
sixth grade.
We sword fought a little bit, but it never
little
really
bit.
Got too serious.
Her dick's fallen off since then. I don't know if she told you that. You probably saw it in the hot tub, just like...
We
it
didn't
went
even get
from bulge
tub.
To flat. Like,
I
what
saw
happened?
The video of her guts.
The inside.
It looked pretty beat up, man.
Dude. Rode hard, put away,
like
fucking
Britney
crying.
Snatch.
So to kill cry. You, dude. No, I don't know. We met in like sixth grade and we just hung out ever since then. And I don't know. I think we dated once, kind of, sort of.
Is true or not true? Is he the reason you don't like sucking cock?
We never did anything.
True or false?
We were like way too
young.
That's
not what I asked. True or false?
False.
Okay, moving on.
I know the guy though, Matt.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
What was his name?
Duncan. Was it Duncan?
Was he a fat kid?
No.
Because every Duncan I've ever...
No, dude, it was totally the guy that walked like he had a pull up his ass.
Stop, dude!
Is that where you got your walk from?
No, dude.
Because I've heard people don't like the way you
walk.
He walked
like pigeon-toed, but he
I know
like...
he did!
Why is that? You fuck him too hard?
No, he was a football player jock type dude.
So what does that mean?
That was a cop-out, dude.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You
maybe
got
he got
too
raped
much?
In the ass.
You
I'm
walk
not
like
sure.
a retard? Oh, coach. It was a coach.
What?
I promise, coach, I'll play better now. Oh, fucking coach!
Oh, my God. No. No. We dated, and he dumped me.
Why? Why would any guy ever dump such a soft, gentle flower as yourself?
Because I didn't really care at all.
Because you were 12?
I know! I was like, I just want to go fishing.
Huh.
No, I wanted a real girl.
My house, some things never change. Not a hermaphrodite.
I just wanted to go fishing, and he's like, I'm tired of all of our dates turning into fishing trips.
I can see
I'm
that.
Like, well,
go
away.
Dude, you're forgetting what... She used to be a model.
I saw those pictures.
Right?
When we first
That's
met
when
her
I met
brother.
Her, dude, and she had the long hair and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, right on.
I know
it. Chick's in my class. So
and then she ends up being a total dude, and you're like, not right on.
Pretty soon.
Right
pretty
off.
Soon after the hair got lopped off.
I got holes in
her
my
balls
head.
Balls dropped. Voice got deeper. Hair started coming in
I didn't
weird
know
places.
What was going on.
Fuck.
Yeah. I
That's got to be shocking at like 15, 14, 15.
No.
I think that would freak me out.
I have no idea. We've just always. Hung out ever
so
since.
Did you move back up here? I'm not talking to you.
You mean
Josh,
like, you mean like right now?
Yeah, like are you here for good or
I'm just hanging out.
Just hanging out?
Yeah, I don't know how long. I don't know what I'm doing.
Huh.
He's like
around. Like are you up here for work or are you up here for pleasure?
Little of both.
Business, pleasure?
Little of both.
What's your job title?
I have to it's undisclosed.
Undisclosed.
Yeah.
Now is your employer
The man.
The man?
The man.
Okay. How old were you when you joined the, what'd you join? The Air Force?
The Air Force? Come on, dude. No, it's the Army. Army Infantry.
I know all you Army jocks hate that shit. Hey, Air Force? Fuck you!
We hate it about as much as when we get compared to Marines.
Is that really?
Marines hate Army guys. Yeah, it's...
Why is that? Because the Marines always kind of come off in the movies now. I don't know about reality or whatever, but in the movies, Marines are badass. Army is... Second badass.
He like giggles. He's like
shields, like body shields, and then the Air Force just kind of flies around, and drops bombs on shit.
There's more pilots in the Navy than there are in the Air Force.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Misconception.
Is that undisclosed information or
no? That's
all right. Give me something good.
Something juicy.
So, were you in like ROTC or JROTC, and like when you were younger? Like, is that when you got into that whole thing? Or were you one of the kids whose like life just got all fucked up?
No.
And it was like either jail or the military.
I really
want to
say that I wasn't in ROTC, but unfortunately, I was.
Were
he
you?
He was a green bean in ROTC, dude. If you went to his fucking house and went into his room and he was a kid, Nazi paraphernalia everywhere. Yeah, no, I'm not even
Inglourious Bastards, great movie or greatest movie? No, so
an
were
abortion
your,
of a movie, actually. Were, that was a movie?
Yeah, that was no. a movie. So were your parents in the military? Like, it, is
now,
it an
see,
upbringing?
See, now, it was my parents. It was, like, my grandfather, my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is, are they who
so
raised you?
Generation. What's up?
Talk towards me. Are they who raised you?
Grandparents?
Yeah.
No, it was my parents.
They just had, like,
it's
more
like, you know,
of
I had my grandparents and my uncles and aunts influencing me and stuff.
So. I should
have beat you more. By the way,
why?
Because dude,
was the worst thing you've ever done in your life besides join the army?
Move up here.
Move up. Which was your
I don't even
fault?
Know why I'm,
interesting.
I don't
interesting.
Even know why I'm back up here to be honest.
Dude,
with
like
you.
We stopped hanging out, and like Josh didn't come with us fishing anymore, but his parents did. You know, and they were
and
always
like,
hanging
hey,
out with my parents.
Let me tell you about a little paradise.
The more I realize
I like,
this, it's, you ruined my life.
Go fuck. At least when I got up here, I was like, I know one person,
I
yes!
I don't know how I, like, missed all this.
I was so happy. I was like, I know one person, yay! It was good. I don't
then
know.
We never hung out at all. Like, we had our different cliques then.
So did you, you were in ROTC, JROTC, and then when you graduated high school, straight into the actual military?
I dropped out, man.
You dropped out of high school?
Yeah.
Did you get your GED?
I traveled around for, like, 3 years around the States.
Doing what?
Hanging out.
Hanging out?
Yeah,
business
man,
or pleasure?
Out. Both.
I know it wasn't top secret when you were a kid, so what the fuck were you doing
actually,
then?
Actually, dude, I was just traveling to travel.
Just
I
hanging out?
The wanderlust going on, you know?
I did that for a while, yeah.
I had some money put away when I was... I had like a trust fund.
Right,
kind of
right.
Thing, so
okay.
I just kind of traveled around for a little bit.
So then you get your GED?
Yeah, I came back, got my diploma and my GED. I got both.
And then what?
Then fucking off to boot camp.
Off to boot camp?
What they call it, yeah.
Right.
Basic training.
Right, right. Yeah. For how long?
Well, I did 9 months in basic, and then I think infantry school was like another 8 weeks.
And then what?
Infantry school.
Off to Iraq?
Oh, no. I dicked around for a couple of years. Then I went to Iraq.
Really?
Yeah.
So what was Iraq like? Like, when you first got there, you came from here, you can do whatever the fuck you want, basically, to there, where you really have to watch out for your life.
All I'm going
to
say is it's hot as fuck there.
Really?
And it's a dry
barren
country. There's no alcohol over
a
there.
A barren desert. Hot? I don't buy that.
But it does get cold as shit in the winter.
I bet. There's no like cloud cover or nothing. It's just like wide
nothing.
Open.
There's not even mountains. You know, like at least in Afghanistan, you got mountains that cover the wind.
Right, right.
But
so what were you doing over there? Business or pleasure?
Both, man.
Are the chicks totally smoking hot there, but you just can't tell?
Fucking, they are, dude.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because I've seen some like indie porn, and I'm like, they are hot when they're naked.
Middle Eastern women can be really beautiful.
Right, right.
A lot of the countries have the... You have to cover up their face and stuff.
That's fucked up. That's what they're fighting for, right? Women's rights.
That's why they're not wearing a shit anymore.
I know.
They're fucking hot.
They love us.
Oh, my God.
So you did that. How long were you there, like, all together? How many tours did you do? Is that
I've
the
done
lingo?
One tour.
I've seen Generation Kill. I know what I'm talking about.
One
just
tour.
One?
One tour.
Okay. How many people you killed?
Can't talk about it, man.
Really?
Even if I did... I wouldn't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it weird? I mean, they train you for that, obviously. But, I mean, once you're
nothing,
actually...
Do you know
nothing,
that he...
Okay, you can train for that all you want.
Right. Once you're in
but
the shit, though, it's...
That mentally, dude. No.
Right.
You do know that he was fucking honorably discharged for PTS, right?
What's that?
PTSD.
Post-traumatic?
Everybody knows what that is.
Post-traumatic stress?
Among other things.
Because...
I got a whole string of mental problems, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That was before he went in,
up.
Burger says, did you smoke any good opium while you were there?
Can't
I
talk
hear
about
there's
it.
A lot of good
opium. I can't
opium
talk about
there.
Any of that stuff, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Why?
So talk.
Why can't you talk about any of that?
I said I don't talk about anything politically or religious.
Stuff that was over, right?
I left that part of my life behind me, man.
You know? So did it change you then, coming back? And you're just like...
A little bit.
Because I met another kid
you know,
that...
when you're put in that kind of position, you're forced to grow up a little bit.
Right, right.
You
know? How old were you when you were there?
22, going on 23.
Okay. So now when you're here, back in, like, normal civilization, are you still all, like, sketchy and, like, always checking out shit and, like,
that's,
exits
yeah.
and counting people and all that?
It is sounds it still, cliched, man, but, like...
It's in your head, right?
It sounds cliched, but, yeah, it fucking happens sometimes, man.
Does it freak you out? Somewhere. Like, do you catch yourself kind of zoning out
that's
in
that? That's why I'm heavily medicated.
Is it?
Yeah.
What kind of medications?
Oh, God.
You know what? I don't even know how to pronounce some of this shit, dude. I know one of them is Effexor. That's like the brand name. Some kind of antidepressant.
Effexor?
It's like a do-all
yeah,
drug. Yeah.
Know about Effexor.
That's yeah.
So are
it
you
doesn't
going
do
back?
Much for me, but it makes me trip balls. Like when I sleep, man, I wake up and like
weird dreams and
fucking
shit.
Colors, yeah,
yeah.
Fucking colors.
So are you done with that, or are you going back? Like, are you still working?
I work in the private sector now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like a security consultant. Can we call you Jack Bauer? Have you met Jack Bauer?
Jack Bauer.
He gets
the man.
Into some shit, but it only takes him
you
like
know,
a
I
day.
I tried to get into 48, dude. I watched the first two episodes. 24. I couldn't do it.
I guess two seasons of it's 48. I understand what he's saying. The first two seasons. That's 48.
No.
I
the first two episodes.
Right, right.
They didn't do anything for me. I'm a Losty.
It's because it's only two. Oh, really? I was totally into Lost until the last season when they kept skipping time. I was like, all right, I'm done with this.
That's kind of, I feel
like. Because how are you going to end it? Like, you have to wake up in a dream and be like, that's how I explained it. He was dreaming.
The chick that plays Kate is the hottest chick I've ever seen in my life.
I second that.
Hey.
That hottest. Is Evangeline.
Eat shit.
I said hottest chick. You're the hottest Hermie.
That's Evangeline.
Ever.
Hermie?
That's not so cool. You know what your friend Ashley was doing?
Yeah, she ran out of gas today.
Oh, I got that text. Hey, do you have a gas can? I'm in Whitefish.
Dude,
you're
she
like,
called me and I'm like, dude, I don't have a gas can. I don't know what to do.
You're all like, call Matt. Bug Matt.
Well, I was like,
thanks.
Maybe he has one at the shop. Maybe if he's around that area.
Yeah, no,
whatever.
I was not. So what'd she end up doing?
Somebody
that
else
sucks.
Brought her a gas can.
Did
whatever.
They not fix her gas gauge?
No, she rides it really close.
Does she know how to read it? I know yeah. E and F can get totally confusing. Like, what language is this?
She
I
sucks
mean,
as good as you say she does. She probably siphoned it from somewhere.
That's a good fucking point. No, dude. So the whole night, I'm there. I'm a little fucked up. I'm getting stoned as shit on top of that.
Uh-huh.
For one, she keeps being like, here, have a drink. Have a drink. Which is
Ashley?
Awesome. Yeah. But then she kept sending me text messages. Dana's in the bathroom right now, and she wants to blow you.
What?
I'm like, fucking all in, and I like run upstairs, and there's nobody in the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck?
Actually, that's when I was in there.
This
I
is
saw
bullshit.
You come in.
This dude's in.
I was taking a piss, and I was like, hey, what's up, bro?
What's up?
Oh, my God.
Wait, Dana? Oh, it says Danny. Oh, okay. That's my fault.
What? Did she really send you
and
text?
Then, yeah, like the whole night, though.
Are you serious?
She kept being all like, Dana wants to blow you over here. She wants to give you a random blowjob here. Like, she's just totally fucking around, I guess, because every place I went, she said you were. It was this guy. So, I don't know. Maybe she was setting me up. I don't know.
Maybe. But I don't know. Maybe he gives really good head. I don't know.
Is that what it was?
I give amazing head.
I saw that on your MySpace profile.
But you're not my type, dude. All right, I hook you
I
up.
I understand.
You guys are both kind of
Tyler,
little.
Though, over on the couch. He's looking pretty fucking cute.
Oh, call her. Yes, please. Call her.
I did
you're live.
Hair.
On the big
hello,
mouse.
Hello. I was just going to the toilet and I saw that you are live. That was on Twitter, and I thought I say hello. Yes, I say hello.
Hello,
hello. And
hello.
Now I go back to the bed because that is better for all of us. Thank you.
Thank
Guten
you.
Nacht.
Okay. Guten Tag.
Was that
just,
was that Bob?
I don't know. It was from Germany.
It was. Is that German Bob?
It might have been. It was either German Bob or Amham or that other German dude they got into
oh
the show.
God, so great. Guten Tag.
Good voicemail. Dude, every time I hear it, oh my fuck. Greatest voicemail ever.
Oh, I want to hear it again later.
I deleted it. You have to go back and listen to that
all
episode.
All right, I'll have to do that because I need to hear that first thing. Guten Tag.
It was so classic. Just his inflection. Oh, that was so
fuck,
great.
Dude.
So, yeah, throughout the whole night of, like, running around, I didn't even end up pulling the Evrio out to film anything. I was so fucking high and just,
I know,
like,
I was like, damn, dude, you so shook because David was just like,
oh, my fuck. Like, if you guys saw some of the New York videos, you'll see David. And our 250 video was at their restaurant, thejamhole.com/250. But that kid was so fucking drunk,
he
dude,
was
towards the end of the night.
He was falling over himself, dude. Like, it was bad.
I get up and I go to leave. And it's, like, 2-something. And I'm like, all right, dude, happy birthday. Be safe. It was fun. And I, like, go to, like, shake his hand and shit. And I kind of, like, pulled too hard. And, like, he just came off the chair. Like, just,
you had to pick him up.
It was so awful. And then I grab another chair and, like, bring it over to him. So, like, if that happened again, his head would, you know, rest on the chair and he'd just fall asleep. And Brayden, like, later on after I left, he did the same thing and he landed right on the fucking chair. And then we're talking to him the next morning. And he doesn't remember much of that, but he said no hangover. And I was like, that's weird, because I was totally expecting him to just be hating life, dude. big fuck my life. I'm never doing that again, ever. Yeah, Berger says he was more drunk than the 250 show. That is amazing.
No,
that is-
he was like, I'm surprised he wasn't vomiting by the end of the night.
I know. That
it was like, holy shit, dude. And he was smoking pot on top of it. I was like, dude.
Did Ashley give him a blowjob for his birthday?
I don't think so. I have no idea.
Cool, my birthday's coming up.
Oh, my God.
Is she your type? I told you she was a looker, didn't I? You're like, is she cute? I'm like, she's a looker.
Ashley's a cutie.
She is a cutie. She's got a cute face. And rockin' tits.
You want to fucking like pinch her little cheeks.
Rockin'
you know?
Tits.
Rockin' tits.
Rockin' tits.
Great. See, she was wearing a hoodie when I met her, so I can't.
It's very. You know? It's that MySpace angle. They'll get you, man. You gotta be careful.
MySpace is so dangerous, dude.
Dude,
I'm talking to a girl right now. I thought she was 20, but she's 13.
Nice,
dude.
I'm still hey, jackpot is what we call those. Jackpot.
They got the right position.
Oh my God.
So, yeah, I did that. That
was amazing.
His dad gets him a cake. Like, his dad gets there and shit.
I didn't even eat any cake.
And this is the guy that our salt guy, Ryan, like, orders some food, gets it, doesn't really like it. So he calls to be like, I didn't really appreciate this. Dad's like, go fuck yourself. Click. Like, that's... And these fools, like, will yell. They will be at each other's necks with people in the restaurant being like, fuck you and fuck that and I hate you. And
straight
fuck.
Up East
like,
Coast,
kids
dude.
And shit in the fucking restaurant. And they're just back there like, fuck you, man. Someone in your chat says, what up, ho?
Yeah, I'm not even in there.
You are a dildo. That is the greatest name.
Yeah.
You are a dildo.
Fucking,
I love that.
But, dude, when I first started working for them over at Anna's and shit, like, when that place first opened up, like, him and he would be screaming at Chris about something.
Oh, yeah,
know?
Dude.
Yeah, like, fuck, bud. I would just kind of, like, walk away, kind of wait for it to stop.
I think I
know?
Talked about that a couple times on the show. I was always like,
I only
I
ever
love
had
it.
Him pissed at me once. So like,
I know it's going to be a good day when before I even get into the gas station, I can hear them yelling. I'm like, yes.
Yes.
This is why I work here. This is it, man. I love
lazy
that shit.
Lazy fuck, blow the fucking, like, I love it, dude. Oh, God. They're
Go
great.
Ahead.
I think he's just staring at
oh,
me.
Oh, I thought you had something to say. It looked like you had
actually,
something to
I
say.
Just zoned out, dude. I was, like, thinking about something else.
I saw that. Were you scanning us? Looking for the exits and shit?
Yeah, I was looking for immediate
That's
danger.
Fucked up, man. That's crazy. So, is it like, a bunch of, like, drilling the shit out of you?
What? The cat just jumped behind the couch in
oh,
the corner
hold on.
Right Top. Behind you. We have to be careful about that because there's a cord back there, and if she knocks out that cord, everything will just go and go down. Did you get her?
Got her.
Got her. Okay. I saw her just hit the corner and
that is
drop.
No.
I was like,
tell us how that is no. That is no.
Oh my God.
She's mad. That is no.
6.5.
Thank you.
6.5.
Alcohol content.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's definitely like a steel reserve.
Yeah, Josh is drinking Odie's leftover beer.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that, Odie.
Yeah,
appreciate
and the
that.
Piss you left
Odie,
toilet.
Brother, you need to step it up, man. This is fucking garbage.
Have you seen Odie?
No.
That's exactly what
the
he
name,
should be
though,
drinking.
Kind of like speaks to you. I can kind of picture him in my
he
mind.
Kinda,
you can.
He sometimes blends in with garbage. Anyway, go on.
Oh, has... When
Stop I need smoking to, pot
I need
before
to,
the show.
No, that's not it. I need to know stuff. But he's like,
no, look,
I'm
I've known him for 12
it.
Years, dude. He's always
there's a fucking
been like
wall,
this.
Dude. I can't, you know
he'll,
what I mean?
He'll ramble off like 10 different things. He's like, pick one that's more believable and just stick with that.
Pretty much.
I don't think it's that, though. I think you like that veil.
I think he does a lot
of not
too.
Knowing. I don't think it's as hush hush as you make it out to be. Is it really? Or
I never
are you
said
just
it was hush hush.
Around?
I just said I'm not going to talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
You
won't
like
tell me.
That though? Is it like?
No, it kind of sucks because some people are like, you know, where do your finances come from? How come you can do this? You can go there and do this. You know what I mean?
But I mean, that's what I'm saying though.
I gotta lie about everything I do, pretty much.
There's obviously like something's down on paper that's like legitimate, whether it's like a front or the real thing, like. What is your employer's company? Like, what's the company?
I work for myself. I work freelance.
Are
what
you
was
freelance?
The company you just
freelance?
Showed me earlier?
Okay.
That's a company called Triple Canopy. They do private military contracting. But I don't
know.
They're not.
And that's what I don't know. I guess I'm so curious about it because of what she said, and then to see that you're up here, like, kind of makes me really curious. Like, why would someone like you be up here?
I am here to infiltrate the militia out of Libby.
It's taking you this long? You've been here like a week. What are you doing?
I've been here for 2 days, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't made it over that way
How
yet.
Was your drive here? Did you get caught in any, like, snowstorms or anything?
Every fucking state. I hit the worst storm ever, dude.
Really?
I pretty much slid here on ice. It was pretty fucking rough, man. I was driving like 50 the whole way.
They cover your expenses? Gas and stuff?
Yeah.
You get per diem?
Yeah.
Is it worth it?
No. Not at all.
So knowing what you know now, would you go back and be like, yeah,
you know what?
I
get to dick around a lot. I have like a lot of free time.
Yeah.
So I enjoy what I do.
Well, that's cool.
And I'm my own boss. I work when I want to. You know what I mean?
You can just be like, I'm not going to be activated for like 2 years. I'm going to go travel. So
pretty much.
That's cool.
I'm actually thinking about leaving the country here pretty soon, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
That's where the bigger contracts are paying.
Well, right.
Saudi Arabia, Yemen.
Would you go back there?
Arab Emirates. I would, if the price is right. You can make more money doing contracting work than you can for, you know.
Right. That's why I hear, like, a lot of people get done doing their actual time, and then they end up finding these other, like, shadow
companies,
and then
the
they go.
The thing is, you kind of have to be, like, grandfathered in.
Right.
These companies. Or you have to know somebody. So if you know somebody that's in a contracting company, then it's...
And if you, but going through those channels, like through the whole army, military, going there and doing time there,
they won't take anybody that hasn't had any military time.
Right. Well, yeah, but you make those connections when you're there. Usually,
that's
right?
What I was telling her. You network out.
Right.
If you
right.
network out, then you.
It's like that with any industry.
In. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
It's all about who you know, man.
Right. Well, do the words Splinter Cell mean anything to you?
The video game.
You tell me.
Can't talk about it. Dude, there's a cell operating out of Libby right now. That's the one I'm going to go infiltrate.
Can I come with you?
You can. You know how, like, deputies get sworn in?
Oh, dude, I would.
I could swear you in. We could go do some high-speed shit, man.
Take the Evrio.
But you're not bringing that piece of shit, that Beretta, dude. No.
Her?
Way.
No.
No, the Beretta. I saw that shit, man.
Oh, the Taurus?
I'm going to hook you up with a 6-hour, brother. Or a fucking Glock.
I don't need to sneak it through any metal detectors yet.
Well, it's got pieces in it that are metal, you know?
Well,
it's like going to get totally
the
thin.
Bullets?
Right.
I don't know. I like the Taurus. I like the way it feels. Feels like heavy and sturdy. It's really accurate, I think.
I've seen a guy get shot with one of those 9 times, dude, and he was still running at us.
Well.
They have a high muzzle velocity.
You got to shoot better. With the 9 or with the 45
with
version?
With the 9. 45 will put you fucking down
right,
your
right.
ass, man. That's why contractors carry them overseas.
Right.
They don't have to follow. Technically, they don't have to follow NATO.
Have you seen? You saw it. Have you seen the Book of Eli?
I haven't seen it. I was talking to her about it.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to, but then she told me what it was about.
Because we watched that last night, and I gotta tell you, I don't want to ruin anything for anybody.
She already did. She's one of those people. She'll fucking ruin a movie for
she
you.
She does that on the show. I'm like,
I was
you gotta
all
say
to see it.
You gotta
know?
Say spoiler alert first, and she's like, oh, by the way, spoiler alert. Nah.
Hey, spoiler alert. The movie sucks.
In 10 seconds, she told me the whole fucking plot.
No,
dude.
It was so...
I didn't even have a chance to tell her to shut the fuck up.
It was so badass at first. And
it
then
was...
the book is the fucking Bible, and the whole war was started because of the Bible, and you're trying to bring it back? Like, why would you
see,
do
I don't,
that?
I don't care about that. I told
why would
her,
you do that?
I love Denzel, like fat black chick.
That's my nigga.
Denzel.
That
I
is
love
my
him.
Fucking nigga.
Oh, my God.
I will tell
I'm
you.
I'm a Denzel! I love him.
Fuck yeah.
But now I don't even think I'm going to go see him.
Well, he is, like, a super awesome ninja.
He kills some fucking shit.
He's like, wah, wah. Oh, crazy.
I'll just go
shit.
Home and watch some John Q.
I'll tell
fuck
you,
it.
If things in real life were like that movie, like, God did exist and he, like, worked through people and shit, no shit. Everything would be cool. And we'd
I
all
like
be
the one
fighting
guy,
for
he's
that.
Like, I want the book so I can control everyone.
And that was so awesome. He's like,
he's
whoever
like,
has the words in the book can control everybody.
I don't
it's
know,
like...
Huh?
No shit! I got the book!
That's
I can
why
control.
They went around and burnt every single one!
That's so awesome! I don't
know. I missed the show where you guys talked about Avatar.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
What'd you think of that movie, honestly?
I thought that it was like, the visuals were cool, but it was just Dances with Wolves.
It
was Dances with Wolves in 3D.
I refuse
with spaceships.
I will never see that fucking movie.
It looked really cool. Like, it was pretty.
That's what everybody says.
Let me tell you. I could have watched that movie on mute with a nice, like, Pink Floyd soundtrack behind it. And some LSD. Done. The story was a blatant. I mean, I don't know. I guess nothing's really original anymore. Everyone's
cool.
Done everything, but you kind of followed their story, like plot point for plot point, you know. But
yeah,
it was really pretty. It was.
There's
really
just been
pretty.
So many things coming out lately that start with the word Avatar or something. I don't even keep them.
The Airbender. And,
yeah, Last Airbender or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. I've heard it thrown around a couple times.
And then we watched Stepfather. What did you think of Stepfather?
I thought it was okay, but he was dumb.
He was kind of dumb. Like, the whole time we're watching this movie,
like,
we're like,
what are you doing?
You're going to get caught doing that. They're obviously. So, one of the ways he kills this one old lady.
Don't you know how to kill people, for fuck's sakes, man?
And that's horrible. Like, when we're here correcting you on how you should get away with killing people, like, come on, dude. But he, like, pushes this old lady down a flight of stairs because she kind of knows something's up. So he's like, I can't have that happen. And she falls. But she doesn't die. So he starts choking her, and right away we're like, obviously the COD's not blunt force trauma, it's asphyxiation, look at the eyes, they're gonna tell. And she's like, well, I would have just grabbed her head and bashed it on the floor. And I'm like, they're gonna know then too, you have to totally start all over now. Because
grab her, pull her back up, throw her
down. No, not even that, you gotta go to a whole nother crime scene. You have to make a secondary fucking drop.
Oh my god.
Because they're gonna see, obviously she didn't bash her head on the cement 5 times falling down the stairs.
It sounds like CSI, man. I can't watch that fucking, I hate those shows.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
I've learned so
I saw the first one, dude.
So much from
some
that.
Some guy shot a plane and it fucking blew up in the air.
Oh.
He shot the gas tank and it blew up. Yeah.
The very first one?
It was the first one I saw anyway.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. Vegas is the only one I like. I don't really care for the other ones, but
that's what I think.
Yeah?
That's my gesture.
You don't like see
I can't get in any shows. The Shield did.
Dexter?
The Shield was cool.
Did you like Dexter?
I don't watch Dexter.
See, but you know what that is? I think that was them ruining you. I don't think you can enjoy that stuff because for most of...
Maybe you're right. Dude.
Most of the masses, they've never experienced anything like that firsthand. So you've seen it and you're like, that wouldn't
happen.
I know
that's for fucking fact,
right,
though, that CSI, they don't bust in fucking doors.
Right,
they're
yeah.
not door
see,
kickers,
I think
seeing the show, they're portrayed that way.
Right,
but
yeah.
definitely not like
that.
That
ruined you, I
they
think.
Get there
you
after.
can't suspend your belief enough
I
because
guess, like,
it's
I
in
how,
your head.
I know how it works out
right.
in real life. Yeah, maybe that's it.
That sucks. Going through that Full Sail, I went, like, before I got kicked out of that college, I went through, like, the first few months of it. And the stuff I learned in those first few months about, like, music theory and stuff and, like, dissecting songs, for, like, a year after that, I couldn't enjoy music because I was hearing all the individual sounds and, like, putting names to the instruments and then, like, sectioning them off and shit. And it was just ingrained from having to do those exercises.
It's like going from a supermodel back to the fucking blow-up doll.
I know.
Or the fleshlight.
I know what that's like.
It's just not the same.
I don't know. What would Jam Hole do?
All right.
WWJD. We've been doing these every episode. Dr. Brandano sends them in.
Can't believe she comes up with these every...
He, she,
whatever it is.
A doctor. I'm going to assume it's a dude. I mean, we don't let chicks be doctors. Come
on. I don't know,
let's,
dude. Dr. Brandano. I don't know if that's a dude or chick.
Immoral earnings can be taxed is the title. You get a note in your pay slip that was meant for someone else. Oh, Christ.
Why does every single guest grab that?
Because why do you have a big purple dong... sitting on your bookshelf.
And he hands it to me. It's
well,
greasy.
It is yours.
Why is
it
greasy?
It is
sticky.
Yours.
Did you put it in your asshole?
No.
Are
I
sure?
put it in yours.
You know, it smells
I'm sure.
like
put it back.
Somebody did. No, I'm not touching that thing.
Oh my fuck, dude.
You get a note in your pay slip that was meant for someone else. Okay?
Okay.
Pay attention. Class. The results are back from the lab. Oh noes. It turns out that water you deliver / dish soap you clean with causes people's IQ to drop significantly over time. Okay? Are you
I'm
all
with
me?
You.
You with
I
me?
Got
okay.
It. Upon My hands smell like purple penis right
thank
now.
Thank you.
Though.
Upon discovering what you know, your employer offers you 70,000
My hands taste like purple penis.
Oh my god, dude.
You're at upon discovery what you know your employer offers to you $70,000 a year to continue working your job and say nothing to anybody.
So
would that be more or less than you're making right now doing what you're doing?
$70,000 a year?
Yeah.
More or less?
More or less.
Fucking can't answer that, man.
All right. Go to the press? Question mark. You will just be laughed at and unemployed. That's, you can, but you don't want to, right?
I am unemployed, technically. I don't have a boss. I don't.
Do you collect employment, unemployment?
He's broke as shit.
I do not
his
collect unemployment.
Skeezy-ass hotel room.
Okay.
That's a good
we'll
point.
Talk about that later.
That is a good point.
It was a misconception on the website.
Yeah, that will happen. The website's
fantastic, man. And then I get there and it's the biggest. I feel like I'm in Section 8 housing.
You're like, that's not the front desk lady on the website. Who the fuck is this cow?
Actually, the checkout, the girl at the desk, dude, she was really cute.
Did you get her number?
I did not.
It's zero. Come on, front desk.
Oh,
Jesus!
I'll go down there tonight.
Okay.
Before I check out.
So
then I'll
70,000 a year to continue working, not say nobody to nothing. Okay. Go to the press. You will just be laughed at and unemployed. You don't have the evidence or the means to run your own tests. Could you continue to work your job in the knowledge that you're making your customers less intelligent? $70,000 a year guaranteed.
Wait, is this in an American city?
Sure.
Because it doesn't fucking matter if that's the case.
Okay. So is that your answer? You would just keep working then?
So, like, it's not bugging you, like, you personally.
Leaving your job would just mean someone else does the work. So regardless of what you do, it's not going to stop.
But is it lowering?
If you quit, someone else will do it.
Is it lowering your IQ point personally?
Are you drinking the water? Are you drinking it?
I'm not
anymore.
What if I don't drink it, but I make my stovetop ramen in it? Because then you boil all that shit out.
I don't think these chemicals are heat soluble.
I would...
Eat a bullet.
I'm going to say, what's the difference?
I would say make it, right? 100K a year.
People
and
are,
in.
I would just as soon put more of that chemical into my water, make everyone totally retarded, read them the Bible, completely control everything.
I think...
Right? And make 70 grand a year doing it.
No,
fuck,
make
yes.
it 100K a year and I'll do it. Still, just as long as I can still be a dishwasher.
But then they'd fire
you. 100K a year.
Yeah, I don't think you can bribe them. I'm going to say...
I would pee in the water.
And add to it? What if peeing in the water mixed with the chemical in it and made people smarter?
Why do you think I'm going to pee in the water, dude?
That, no.
I'm
the
so
whole
fucking
point,
cool.
The whole point is to have people dumb enough to where they do what you tell them to, right?
I would take it. I would take the 70.
I would do it for 60. I mean, let's be honest.
You're like, you'd be like, no, sir, no. You're going to ask me to do something. No, I can't take your money like that.
would you, in your own morals, would you quit the job even though you'd know someone else would just come along and replace you and there's nothing you could
do
about it?
It's easy to talk about it now because it's not actually in front of me and I'm not going through right now.
Well,
I
right.
I think if I was going through something like that, I'd try to do the right thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Even if it didn't make a difference, would you like take a sample back and find a way to somehow get it to a press or something that could make a difference, right?
I probably you, would.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would take the money and relish the fact that these people are just getting dumb and dumber.
Well, I would take the money, but in the meantime,
these people are getting dumb and dumber.
And dumber.
And there is no water.
I would like to see the correlation trend of
maybe this is this town
of know. Them with the water and then with watching television and see like how closely they match up. I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah, it's like that Boondocks episode where like the kid gets dumber from watching TV.
Yeah,
he's all like, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what he says. It's so great. I don't know. Is that the same one where he's like, you just throw a chair in there and niggas go crazy?
You don't even got hit none of them. You just gotta throw it. God, I love that show.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, Moscow, Russia. Did you guys hear what happened in Russia just recently?
No.
They had an earthquake. All of their black people have died.
Oh, no.
But in other news, they also came out with an album and people donated $18 billion. So I think they'll be okay. Now, Moscow, more than 100 Russian Orthodox believers. Would you classify yourself an Orthodox believer?
I'm totally unorthodox.
Thank
oh
you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. They've been hospitalized after drinking holy water.
Uh-oh.
Maybe something a little like this. Holy water.
I'm not Catholic, okay? I'm getting these hints here you're dropping here.
Do you drink holy water?
And I'm not Jewish.
Okay.
Despite my nose would have you believe.
Muslim?
I think you're Jewish.
A little of that Muslim rub off on you? While you're over
there?
Dude,
your mom. I thought you were Jewish, dude. I looked at your mom and I was like, you're Jew. Muhammad seems like a
cool guy, dude. Who? What?
Muhammad.
Yeah.
That's another thing. There's Muslims over there, man. They're actually really peaceful people.
They are, right?
It's just the extremists.
I think, though,
it takes one fucking bad apple, Matt.
I think if you threaten, though, if you threaten the religion of the calm ones, they erupt into extremists.
Not Ahmed, my interpreter.
Oh, my God.
We'd make jokes, and he'd just laugh about it, man. See, he wasn't Orthodox either.
Did he always have to sit on your knee with your hand up
his
back?
He didn't have to.
No.
Oh, my, okay.
It's comfortable, I made right?
Him. Ahmed.
He tells me this story earlier about how he's in the shit and he's got a translator named Ahmed. And I'm like, you're such a fucking liar. That's,
they said, no, this is what happened.
That's Jeff Dunham's
happened.
Dummy's name,
they
and
say,
I hate that
hey,
guy.
Here's a box. I open the box, right? It's a fucking Rosetta Stone for Farsi.
No shit?
3 months. I can't learn that shit. I got so much stuff going on. So, yeah, when they get over there, each platoon or squad, when they break it down, they have their own interpreter anyways. This guy, his name was Ahmed, Muhammad Ahmed. That was his real name.
Right.
And, yeah, he was from New York.
What are you looking at that's down there when you're talking?
He was born in Yemen.
He keeps
that,
looking at
what
his
is
hand.
That?
He's fidgety like you, but with his
yeah,
head.
Okay. Fidgety.
Okay.
But, yeah, this guy was born in Yemen, and then he moved over to New York City. Like, I don't know, he's like 3 or 4.
And you met him over there?
Yeah. But then he left before I did.
So really?
Yeah.
Huh. He got a better job elsewhere?
Well, he was an interpreter. So they have it pretty easy.
That's like high-demand shit. I went to school with a chick that went into the Navy, and she ended up doing a lot of that stuff in the translating what the spy planes picked up into something we could use.
The UCAVs?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
The unmanned aerial vehicles and stuff?
Yes.
UAV?
Yeah. In that. So what's going
should
on?
You ever get hospitalized from drinking holy water? I'm just trying to, like, take this all in. You went to church to worship your almighty God. You drank the holy water, and now you're in the hospital dying.
Somebody got bribed 70K
irony?
A year.
Huh. Is that the water that you were selling to people for 60K?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Maybe.
Probably.
It's holy water, I tell you. A total of 117 people, including 48 children, were in the hospital. See, this is why you shouldn't indoctrinate your children into your religion. You should let them choose, because shit like this happens. You don't know. You don't fucking know. They're in the hospital complaining of acute intestinal pain after drinking water from wells in and around a local church last week. Don't drink water out of wells in Russia. Like, there's a reason that we have bottled water here.
Have you been to Russia?
Have you seen Russia? I've only ever seen that Tetris thing from it. Never been there.
My hand smells like purple cock still.
Yeah, I know, because you, like, put it back on the bookshelf where it
belongs. Whose fault is that?
Why does every guest do that? Every guest has to be like, oh, purple penis.
Dude, you were eyeing it. I thought I'd hand it to you.
She does that. 204 people required some medical treatment after consuming the water, the source of which was a stagnant lake. The source wasn't God. It was a stagnant lake.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Are there, like, dead babies in it?
That's fucked up.
There's probably dead babies in
it. I'm never going to religion again.
I drink bottled water. It seems to work out for me.
The water is typically bottled for consumption later. Tap water in most of Russia is undrinkable. Interesting.
Awesome.
You know where else tap water's undrinkable? All of Haiti right now. Do you know how much money they made? I'm sorry.
Damn
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I thought we were going
to I don't mean to bring this up, but I'll tell you something. I hope we have a fucking earthquake here and people bring us some relief, because they have made so much fucking money off of I think they caused the earthquake. They're like, hey, man, we are broke.
It's probably like the moon landing, because that thing holds all fake, too.
Was it? You think
yeah.
so?
Oh, yeah. It was
really?
Our studio, man.
Can I play devil's advocate here? What would it take for you to believe that we were there on the moon? Like, what kind of proof would
you
need?
We probably were. I don't. I'm just dicking around.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just curious, because I photoshopped some pictures, and I'm kind of proud of them. I wanted to see what you thought.
Some people bring up very valid points, though, about those the footage and the pictures and stuff.
Kinda.
You know, like the flag moving around, like, because there's no wind on the moon.
Right, but they...
Mythbusters busted it.
Yeah, well, no, but they they made it look like that, like, purposely. Like, if you look at the flag they used, they made
well,
it look like that.
Well, you know what?
But do you know
I wasn't there, so I don't know.
I was there, and let me tell you, it's fucking cold out there.
But I know that...
I hit a golf ball, like, 10 miles, though. Best drive of my life. But no, I thought about
it,
like
we went to the moon.
I thought about it a long time ago, and I was looking at a lot of the same stuff you were saying, and I was like, that is kind of interesting. And then I like read a lot more into it, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense too. But then recently, like a bunch of pictures came back from one of our satellites we had, yeah. And it went right over the spot, and there was our stuff.
Well, our see, stuff was there. I make still. A lot of references to pop culture, especially like urban legend kind of stuff.
What's pop culture?
Pop culture, man. You know, whatever.
Pop music. Like, I fucking hate
exactly.
that shit.
Oh.
That's a big part of pop culture. People rip that apart. Some people... You get, it's like the Flatlanders.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing.
The Earth is flat.
Yeah.
I heard that. You know what else? You can get autism from vaccines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I also heard
too.
That.
Right.
Word on the street.
Word.
You know what's pop culture? The Pope? You hear of the Pope? You know this guy?
Yeah. Oh, he wears the coolest hats, dude.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Coolest car ever. The Pope is asking priests to become more media savvy by preaching to the faithful from the internet as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. My guy? My priest?
The Pope?
Fucking Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah, he's got a Twitter, man.
You follow?
I don't even have to go to church anymore. He just twits to me.
That's
or
awesome.
Tweets or whatever you call
140
it.
140 characters. Twits. I got my God
twits,
for the
tweets.
Day. My dose of God for the week. I'm good. So what do you think of this? What do you think of religions like utilizing all this Web 2.0 stuff and bringing their word to the digital world? So it's good thing or bad
thing?
Keep
up with what's going on, though. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to say, then.
God
why are
never
we,
changes.
If you're trying to keep up, why are you still worshiping, like, an 8,000-year-old bad idea? I'm just curious. I mean, I don't I'm just curious.
Hey,
like,
it's 2 million,
I don't talk about politics
no.
or faith, man. I'm just saying some people have faith, some don't.
Right.
That's all it is.
What's
is
faith?
That what it is, though?
What's faith?
It's your last dying hope.
It's knowing something when you really don't know something.
That's what my nigga Denzel said. He's like, man, it's faith. How can I put this? It's like, you see me? I'm about to kill all 10 of these people. Have faith.
No, he's
see?
Like,
I can't even see the movie, though, because I know what happens.
That's a movie.
It's like
he kills everybody.
Without actually having to know something.
And you know what? Let me ruin something for you. The book, it's in Braille. Shh.
Dude, he said Pepsi.
That's a dick thing to say.
Pop
I know.
Remember fucking Max Headroom? You guys were talking about earlier.
I remember Max fucking Headroom. Droom.
Yeah,
he knows.
That's cool shit, man. Remember the hacker that hacked into like fucking WGN?
Mm.
And he was wearing the Max Headroom mask.
No, I don't.
I'll have to show it to you later, dude.
That's awesome.
Fucking Google that shit.
I'm gonna right now.
WGN. This is like in the '80s, man. And he was like in the mask and stuff.
Really?
For like a minute and a half, he hacked into their channel, and everybody saw like millions of viewers.
Oh, wow.
He was, like, spanking his ass and stuff.
How long ago was that?
It's like an 88.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Do you remember hacking back in 88? Didn't take much, did it? Hack
did
the
not.
Gibson!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. Medical marijuana legally prescribed to young people, children, showing up in classrooms now, and the teachers and the principals don't know exactly what to think or do with it. You know what they're prescribing it for?
Hmm.
ADD. So instead of doping up all these kids on Ritalin, they're like, here, smoke a little weed. And it, like, chills them the fuck out, right?
Well, that's gotta be for ADHD, right?
It's hyperactive cousin, you're right. A high school student found out of weed in the classroom would seem to be a prime candidate for a little talk with the vice principal. And maybe a trip to the cop shop, huh?
Yeah.
You ever been to the cop shop? How many times you been arrested in your life, Josh?
I'm going to lie and say zero.
Nice.
I'm going to lie.
But around the country today, hundreds, perhaps thousands of high schoolers are bringing 13 pot to school. And they're doing it legally, not to get stoned, but as a part of prescribed, well, a little bit to get stoned, but mostly to be prescribed for medical treatment. And they don't have to tell the school authorities about it. Suck on those nuts.
Huh.
Suck on them.
That's
client-patient confidentiality. That's what nuts.
They're prescribing it for ADD.
Fuck yeah, and it's hyperactive cousin.
So it's better than Adderall. It's
way better than Adderall,
pot?
I'm sure.
Pot is better than
Adderall?
Do you know what
Ritalin... Here, Tyler, tell them what Ritalin does.
Tell them.
Ritalin? Tell them.
School us, bro.
Ritalin? You want to know about some Ritalin?
Gotta get on the mic, dude.
Yeah, I know. You gotta get on some mic action here. But I can't get over the Ritalin thing. Dude, that shit was 3 pills a day there for a little while. And either you're falling asleep by second period, or you're gonna run 2 miles. And, you know, an Adderall.
Hold on. Did you ever see that movie? What was that movie called? Where the kid.
Adderall, dude. That's what they're prescribing nowadays for ADD or ADHD. That shit's methamphetamine acids.
It's prescription meth.
That's because
that's
you
the
guys,
generic
I bet.
Term on the bottle, methamphetamine acids. And they're giving that to your children.
I think you should probably let them just smoke weed.
Yeah.
Why don't you just prescribe them coke?
Yeah, just a little.
You just prescribe them coke, for Christ's sake. I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Well, methylphenidate, it's an analog of methamphetamine.
Well, it's
so,
a total
yeah.
upper. That's what it does. It
that's why when you shoot up Ritalin, it gets you fucked up. And when you mix Ritalin with Oxys, it really gets you fucked up. That's a speedball.
But, like, honestly, dude, someone like me, though, like, I don't like smoking pot because it's a downer for me. I don't
right.
like I don't like Oxy because it's a downer for me. But... like, I'll do Ritalin, I'll do Adderall, I'll do cocaine, I'll do things that made me woo, get all up and stuff. 51.
Okay, thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, but, but yeah, no, like, there's some people that just don't like downers, there's some people that just don't like uppers, there's some people that like doing the speedballs and shit.
That's right, some chicks like sucking cock, and some you gotta pay to. That's just how it is.
Some boyfriends you have to murder.
Sometimes.
Hey,
I know
I need to hire a contractor.
I don't think he does that kind of stuff.
Hey, he's a mercenary.
I don't
right?
think so.
Mercenary for hire. I need to get rid of my
boyfriend. Is that what he really does? Is that why he doesn't want to talk about it?
Probably.
Do you kill people and get paid for it?
Fucking A.
Fucking A. You have the greatest job ever. Ever. The greatest job ever. Beer Bear says, I'm going to have my kid diagnosed just so I can have his meds.
Right? You do that and send me some.
That is a good fucking idea, my friend. That's a good fucking idea. Why won't it work?
It won't work.
Why it won't work?
There'd be some red tape somewhere, man.
You think so?
These things that sound like a great idea, they never work out.
But they dose kids up on Ritalin like nobody's business.
I was on Ritalin, bro.
I think that'll work. Fuck Ritalin.
And Adderall.
Hey,
I was on Adderall for a while, too.
So, yeah, this is putting teachers and principals in a new and challenging position. Many countries and school districts, there are no clear guidelines for school officials, students, or parents. Because, see, you have to get away from that whole mentality that, oh, you're smoking weed to be a stoner. Like, now you have to kind of treat it like a medication. You wouldn't look at the kid weird if he went to the nurse office and got his 2 pills of Ritalin and swallowed them. Just because you're smoking it and it's weed instead. Like, you see... it's the
would it be
whole...
weird if the kid's like, hey, wait, I gotta crush him up first.
Yeah, right.
That'd be weird.
Hold on, I'm supposed to inject it.
Right. You got doesn't a spoon and a syringe.
It doesn't say that on the bottle. No, don't worry about it.
See, it's no big deal.
quote, this is all just kind of starting to happen. High school principal Jeff Schlach told the Ashland Daily Tidings in Oregon, it does place us in an awkward position. Really? Like, just leave him the fuck alone. I don't understand. And like walking through the halls and all the fucking shit just smells like weed. That's kind of crazy though. Like if you think about it, like because how quickly it's happening, and they weren't really looking towards this. Because usually all the people that are like, we need our medical weed, are all like old people and like MS patients and cancer patients. It's not like
Odie has his
12,
damn card.
Yeah, it's not like 13-year-old kids that are like fucking whacked out with ADD and shit or ADHD. It's hyperactive cousin, and now they're getting it too.
How in the fuck does that help you for ADD?
Because ADD,
yes, it calms you down.
It
and
chills you.
It doesn't make you focus on anything. Okay,
I think it would. If you're that hyperactive,
bag of Doritos.
The reason why I got through high school.
It has the opposite effect. It'll
if you're
you
that,
down.
I think maybe if you're that hyperactive though, I think it would make you focus on.
It did.
Something.
It did help me focus a little bit when I was in high school.
Pot,
it.
Weed.
It made me fucking just. It made me like go and paint shit and smoke more pot and skip school.
Well, that makes sense.
And fuck.
But look at you.
And eat the stuff. Dude, it was like I need to eat stuff.
So then it says Ritalin used as a recreational drug too. as we've been discussing.
Right.
A similar problem has been reported with Ritalin, which is a stimulant, in case you guys didn't know, used to treat ADHD, mostly among boys and young men. But as a recreational drug, Ritalin is known as vitamin R. I got to start saying that now. Hey.
Vitamin R.
Hey, vitamin R.
What the fuck
or
is that?
Or R-ball. Or R-ball. R-ball.
What the fuck is that?
Used to stay awake R-ball. At exam time to help lose weight or, together with alcohol and other drugs, to prolong partying. I get fucked up. I'm starting to pass out. I'm going to jam three in my arm. Woo! It's party time again. That's so awesome.
Oh, good.
And it does, like, you could drink, like, for days on that shit.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Be like,
no
whatever.
Shit.
Whatever.
You know what you should drink, though? If you want to do that, a Rip It.
A Rip It?
A Rip It?
A fucking nitrous hit.
No, that's a Whip It.
No, a Rip It.
Rip It. Rip It.
Holy shit.
Jack you up, son.
That's...
What's a Rip It?
You gotta elaborate. If you got to ask, you don't want to know, brother.
What is a Whip It? A Rip It.
A Rip It.
You know what a Rip It is.
I do.
I've probably done one. I just don't know what
it's like liquid crack. It's like a little hint of meth.
So, that's...
Gotcha.
That's awesome. I wish I was in school and this shit was going down.
Yeah, this shit doesn't even matter anymore, dude.
My back, my neck hurts, and I can't pay fucking attention. Give me the weed.
No, seriously, like, Ritalin, Adderall, pot, whatever. Just make everything legal and call it okay, because you know what? All this shit...
And call it a day.
...can be used as a recreational drug if you abuse it, okay?
Yeah, you know what I was watching the other day?
What?
That Kids in the Hall, that new show, Death Comes to Town.
Uh-huh.
You know what the drug they're doing in that movie or
what?
That TV show is?
Smarties.
Hand sanitizer.
Hand?
You take some hand sanitizer and you put it on a frying pan and you cook that shit up. Whoa.
Have you heard about the Smarties?
Have you tried hand sanitizer?
Fuck yeah, dude.
I got some fucking high grade
shit. Go grab it, Dan.
By the sink. By the sink.
No shit.
No, there's these guys that were taking Smarties
and
like breaking them down into powder and smoking them. And they got expelled from, like, the school?
Smoking them.
Smarties?
We used to snort them just for...
Yeah.
I don't even know why.
I snorted Pixie Sticks.
Looking back, I cannot give you one good reason why I snorted Smarties. Huh. Interesting. Huh.
Just to do it.
Just for fun.
Just for fun.
A woman found barely alive and crawling with maggots...
Yeah.
...may not survive, the police have said. Just... Really? Well, was it the maggots or the fact that she was found barely alive?
Right,
like,
right,
what was
right.
your first? Linda Sue Saints from Texas City, her head, was taken to hospital after someone claiming to be her son made a 911 call. The man says mother had bed sores and needed an ambulance. Do you think he was, like, charged of taking care of her and he just ended up doing all
her
drugs?
He's like, I want to go on vacation,
Fuck it. She
fucking showed up 2 months. Well, yeah.
He comes back and she's just covered with maggots and he calls 911. That's so horrible.
Beer Bear says, I don't like Coke. I like the way it smells.
That's right. I don't like drugs. The drugs like me.
What?
I don't know, but I wanted like a big.
Haven't you ever smelled Coke?
Yeah, okay. I can smell Coke from a mile away.
Smells good.
Smells delicious.
Good Coke doesn't smell. You smell ether, homie.
That's the ether you smell. Or the jet fuel. That's a good point. Oh, man.
No, but, like, yeah, it smells kind of weird or whatever, but, like, you can taste it and shit. It's just...
It's a joke! You snort Coke? What are you doing when you snort it? Oh, my Christ.
No, seriously, you
You're
can
smelling
open the bag
it. You're
and smell
that's
it.
Beer Bear, thank you. I appreciated that. Because it was in a Sage Francis. Thank you, Beer Bear. Thank you. The police arrived at the house to find a strong smell of feces. And Miss Sainz lying in a puddle of body fluids with maggots crawling around open sores on her back and buttocks.
Makes me want a big bucket of fucking KFC right now.
Dude, I walked.
Oh, man.
Okay, there's this house. I wasn't even talking about this. It's so great. There's this house I delivered to in Whitefish, and I always just walk in. That's the deal. Like, I just walk in. Usually no one's there. Sometimes their little hot, sexy daughters are there. That's
Woo!
Fine. So today I walk in there, and I go upstairs, and I saw there was a truck there with Washington plates. So I was like, okay, this is weird. So I go in there on the recliner, kicked back. All the way reclined. Plastic bib around his neck. Little gut. Box of chicken. Sitting there. Watching TV. Like mowing on some chicken, dude.
That is my dream. I want to be that guy one day.
It blew my mind, dude. It blew my fucking mind. I got out there expecting hot 17-year-old, and I'm all like, hey, oh, you are disgusting. Like,
did he have, like, the grease all over his...
Oh, all man. Over the bib and his shirt and just crumbs.
In fact, you guys want to go there after this?
Oh, so gross. Officers thought they were looking at a decomposing
coleslaw.
Body until the 62-year-old blinked her eyes. It reminds me of that
oh,
scene in Seven.
She was dead and decomposing.
In Seven. That's so awful.
Oh, my God. She blinked her eyes.
Her 38-year-old son had lived with her almost all his life and became her sole medical carer. She did not like going to doctors. Her other children told the police the nature of her medical condition has not been revealed. She's just nuts. That's all. Little nutty booze. Authorities believed it has been weeks, possibly months, since anyone other than her son saw her. That is sad news. Sad.
So she's just like laying there, like decomposing while still alive.
I don't get it. I don't get how that happens. You just don't get, you can't deal with it anymore. You're just like, you know what? Fuck it. Just die already. Stop blinking at me and die. I'm trying to do a good thing. I'm trying to be a good Samaritan. I'm feeding maggots, you know? That's like 500,000 mouths I've just fed. You know how hard that is?
Actually,
that's like
it's not
two
hard.
Hades. Do you know how many maggots are in Haiti right now?
I was just going to say something about Haiti.
You know who's eating good right now? The maggots in fucking Haiti.
Oh, my God.
And the
dude.
People that got all the money
they
that...
They are feasting it up, man.
They are. What do you think of that? What do you think of Haiti?
What do I think of Haiti?
What do you think of Haiti? More earthquakes, right?
Oh,
it's been the best thing that's ever happened to them. They've never seen so much money, dude. Yeah,
fucking George Clooney never worried about me, man.
I know! That I didn't... I don't
I
even
like
have
George
a,
Clooney.
I don't even have a TV.
Well, I did.
And they... Oh, my God. Beer Bear says, wonder what her snatch tastes like. Going
probably
back to
like
the,
maggots.
Like maggots? Like a mouthful of squirmy
right.
maggots?
Right. Probably.
That's disgusting.
Like a
That's
Del
so
Taco fish taco.
A Del Taco
yeah,
fish
beer,
taco.
Beer Bear says, Haiti earthquakes equals urban renewal program. But you know what? They'll get it all built up nice and shit and everything will be cool. And then we'll leave. Like our presence. We'll remove our presence there. And it'll go right back down the shitter.
I know,
in like
right?
a month. Tops.
Like
it'll
we
be,
said before.
It'll look before and after, dude. It's going to look just like it. I give it a month.
Like
if
we
that.
Said before, it doesn't look any different no, besides it's like it, moved it around a little bit. That's
yep,
it.
It's
it
moved
Haiti,
your shit.
Okay?
It knocked
it
down.
It always was Haiti. It still is Haiti.
Yes. Can you show me where Haiti's at on a map?
No. Not at all.
No, I was talking to her.
Oh.
Because I know she couldn't.
No, not at all.
It's an island.
It, maybe if the map Ooh. If the map was Google Maps and she could just type Haiti, yeah. probably. Probably.
I could do that. I know it's an island.
All right. I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night.
I hate
this,
you, Josh.
My favorite story of the night.
All
a
right.
man who police believe shot a 2-year-old in the Woo. Thigh during road rage in Tacoma.
God damn it, get out of the way. I
turned
hate
himself
you.
In. So check nice. This shit out.
Okay.
This car cut him off, right?
You're speechless.
I know, it's so amazing. They're driving, right? And this car cuts him off. He fucking pulls up and is like, fuck you. Pops one off and it ends up hitting this little 2-year-old in the back. And like, not in the back, but the 2-year-old was in the back.
Got it.
Of the car. That's so crazy.
And he hit the baby?
Yeah, hit the baby.
So he totally didn't mean to do it, but he did it anyway.
Right, he was just trying to like scare him and shit. He was wanted on 3 counts of first-degree assault and 1 count of drive-by shooting. Police say he fired around into a car. After getting involved in the road rage accident, the bullet struck a 2-year-old who was sitting in the car seat there. Non-life-threatening injuries. That's awesome that he just took off, too. Drive nicer. That's all. That wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have cut him off.
Maybe.
I see that all the time here. I should start
That's
carrying
That's why
around
I drive with a gun in my
heat.
Dash, dude.
I know. You have to.
There's just people up here, especially
I call
Montana.
It, I call it my driving gun. This is my driving gun. You can't leave home without one.
I don't fuck around, dude.
No.
They cut me off, man. It's over.
Push button 50 cal. 4-wheel drive. Right next to it, 50 cal. 0.50C. That's how I drive.
The Modus.
Okay. You got to. You fucking have to. People are crazy around here. That's just how they drive.
This guy sends you the link to Haiti.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Thank you.
Well, now
to
you
donate?
Know where it's at.
Oh, that's where Haiti's at. Thanks, Mike.
It's on Google. Go find
Thanks,
it. That's where
Mike.
Is.
Appreciate it.
Yay.
All right. And last story for tonight here. This is kind of awesome.
Kind of awesome.
I just think this
is dead babies or like kinda, needle-filled children.
Teenage boy committing horrible sex acts on a 9-year-old girl. Okay.
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 So
picture
far.
That, please.
So far.
Rock on.
Yes. Rock the cat box. While on bail for raping another young victim.
Nice.
While on bail, you couldn't stop raping children for like 10 minutes. Like, hold on.
How old was he?
Let's see what happens with this trial.
Fucking Duncan. It sounds like Duncan.
17. He cannot be named for legal reasons.
You know, he actually listens to the show now.
Duncan?
Yes.
Hey, Duncan, what's up, bro?
Is that that kid that you said got really fat?
No, he did not get fat.
Is this
actually
the kid whose mom's totally nuts?
This is the guy I told you about.
Crystal
that's
Healing?
Mom. That's my mom.
Crystal Healing?
No.
Your mom?
No, that's our friend Ray's mom.
My mom's anyway. The nuts.
Did Ray get fat?
Yes!
Okay, that's who you were talking about then. Thank you.
Did he listen to the show?
Ray, if you're listening, I love you, man.
No, Duncan is the guy I showed you before I Googled and found.
Remember? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that one.
So this kid lures this girl into bushes, punches her so hard her jaw breaks in two places, probably obviously to get... You know, to open it up, right?
Galactus, like a this snake. Is not a Google map. It's an earthquake simulator. Open it and press F11 over and over.
That's so awesome. I hope it does that too. Does it?
Just
oh man, that's so great. Just 4 months earlier, he had inflicted an equally terrifying attack on a 10-year-old girl. At least he's not like gay. Like he's got
he's
the gender
girls.
Right. You just need to, like, get that age
how
worked
old is
out.
He?
He's 17.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Is that cool?
I don't know.
17, 4. I guess don't punch him in the face first, right?
Right, and right.
Break their jaw and then carry out prolonged sexual assault.
Right, right, right.
While you're on bail for 4 months earlier. Like, he went down a year. That's weird. Like, this latest
maybe
girl
they
is
won't
9.
Tell.
The girl before that was 10. Like, he's just working his way down.
Some people.
There's an 11 and 12-year-old they haven't even found yet,
probably.
This
reminds me of the fucking question of the week that one time with you and Braden locked in a room.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah,
yesterday,
creepy.
As the attacker was given an indeterminate sentence of at least 5 years, his first victim's MP called for judges to be held accountable if decisions have such disastrous consequences. So the first time that they were like, okay, you can be out on bail, they're saying the judge should be held responsible for this kid doing that. But
why?
You can't, because if you start doing that, the judge is going to be like, yeah, well, now no one gets bail. Suck on those nuts.
Right.
I'm not going to be held responsible for these fucking animals running around fucking each other, you know? Like, that's not, I have no control. I was trying to be nice. He's 17. I was going to be like, you know what? I'm going to give you one more chance. I didn't know he was going to go fuck a 10-year-old.
Right.
That was out of my control, dude. Talk to God. That's God's fault. Her blood's on your hands, dude. Not mine. He pounced her and threatened her to break her neck when she tried to scream for help. Does that work?
I'm gonna break your neck. I don't know.
I don't know. I tend to think bitches are a little more mouthy these days. Like, I don't think you can just threaten like that.
I don't know, dude.
Empty threats.
I don't know.
That's how you got caught, I bet. That probably. And he probably, like, I mean, DNA. Rape's hard to cover up, man. You gotta, like, douse that bitch in bleach. Like, top to bottom,
fear
in and
pigs.
Out.
Yeah, fear to the pigs.
They're so, because that's so much like fingerprint, not like your finger, but your
whole. There's a lot of DNA.
That's so much DNA, dude. That's so
that,
fucking much. You have to either burn them or
wrap your whole body
bleach.
In like saran wrap before you do it.
Then what's
then
the fucking point?
Well,
at that point,
know.
Like, what's
know.
The fucking?
If you just
want to
screw
why?
Little kids and get away with it, just you know.
Oh well,
or
that's,
become a priest. Fuck it. There you go.
There'll be some kind of bodily fluid.
Done. Become a priest. If you're going to rape kids, just become a priest. Done.
Oh my
I
God.
Like that. That's awesome. Beer Bear says you can still get DNA from a burn body. It's good to know.
That sucks.
That's why I said bleach, man.
Dude, forensics is crazy now. You can get DNA from anything.
You
that's,
can.
That's gay.
No, you got to take out the fingernails and the teeth.
Fingernails and the teeth?
No, you just feed them to hogs.
What?
You just feed them to hogs.
No, well,
that doesn't really awesome. Work.
No, that works. You just gotta
who do you?
The fingernails and the teeth.
Who? Okay.
And you should shave them. Too.
Shave them
you
first.
Burn those
Jesus
things.
Christ!
You really burn them.
You're gonna
like,
hate.
Like really?
Fahrenheit. You gotta turn them to ash, which takes a little bit.
That does. It takes a while. It takes a long fucking while. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. You got anything else you want to say, Jordan?
Jordan?
Jason?
Jordan?
Josh.
Jason?
Jack? Jack.
It's Jack.
Bauer. It's got it. Anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Catch a new season of 24?
No, I've been watching that.
Oh.
It's good stuff.
Well, go fuck yourself.
Peace. Oh, fun. All right, well, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at, of course. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Thank you, Bear Bear. I enjoy your feedback. Thoroughly. Thoroughly. You got anything else you want to say, Tyler? Into the mic, maybe?
No?
Okay. Well, I did talk to Braden. He's going to cover February 1st when she's gone. Because Dana will be gone for that Monday show on February 1st. So it's going to be me and Braden back in the saddle. If you aren't doing anything, if you want to take Mike 3 on that Monday. And we're playing dodgeball, motherfuckers. Who got their registration up?
I still want to be the coach.
I can't wait to fucking knock fools out with big red balls. I am so excited. I am so fucking excited for this. Yeah, dude, I used to kick...
They just got the balls.
I know, dude. I used to kick so much fucking ass at a Christian school playing war ball, dude. Full of a bunch of jocks. And because I could throw and catch, dude, I love that game. That was the only time I had friends, was when we played dodgeball, because they know I could play. Hey, Matt, you're picked like third instead of not at all.
Yay.
And then like when we're all dumb, like, so you guys want to hang out later? And they just ignored me.
Because you're like so little.
And then I threw one into a window. So.
Well, you're so little. Like, I mean, come on. Can you really play dodgeball? You're just going to get your ass kicked.
Are you sure? I'm positive.
Can I come and like bring
I'm so positive. Oh God.
Okay, because
I can't wait. How about you sign up too?
Why?
But we'll be on different
teams. Your ass.
Are you serious? Oh my God, dude.
You
don't even know.
Look at me. Look at you.
You don't even know. Have you seen
like
my
I
arm?
Said before, I was like, I will never get with a man that I'm not sure I can.
Dude, I could throw like 70 mile an hour fastballs when I was like 12.
That's fine. You're not 12.
That's fine.
You're
my arm's
30
only gotten
almost,
stronger.
You dumb fuck.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. I will destroy you.
Uh huh.
You don't even know. It's gonna be so great.
I'm not playing.
I'm gonna get
dodgeball.
So Super. Baked, and I'm gonna fucking own that fucking court. Oh my God!
Where are you guys gonna play at?
I know the FDA, dude. Flathead Dodgeball Association. I'm so excited.
Where are you
excited.
Guys gonna play at?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I know it starts that the day after that Monday episode when you're not gonna be here. So, all right. Thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday for the next episode. Goodbye.
Later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.